This podcast is a ministry of Because Family. To find out more information about our ministry, go to becausefamily.org. There you'll find resources for parents as well as pastors. You'll also find some blog posts and these podcast episodes. You'll also find there ways to support our ministry and help us stay on the road ministering to families. Thanks for listening, and thanks for visiting becausefamily.org. Because Family Podcast, doing an app review today of an app called Noah's Bunny Problem. Yes, it's as great as it sounds. Enjoy. Also, my kids jump in this review and tell us a little bit of what they thought about the app, so you want to stay tuned for that. It's going to be pretty great as well. So I'm Michael Prince. I am your host of this podcast, the Because Family Podcast from becausefamily.org. We're a ministry, missionaries with the Assemblies of God. Our vision is to inspire parents to be the first influence in the lives of their kids. We do that in a lot of ways. You can find out all you need to know about all of those ways by going to becausefamily.org. Now, usually I'm not alone in this. Usually my wife, Melinda, is a part of this podcast. Tonight, however, I'm doing this on my own because I'm the one who played this game and reviewed this app. Now, I made a video of this app review where you can see my children playing the game and us talking about the game and having a good time chatting about it with my son, Jason, who's almost 8, and my daughter, Olivia, who just turned 6. So I recommend you go to our YouTube channel, Because Family. Search that, Because Family, with no space, and you'll find us. And our app review will go live as the same day this goes live, so you'll be able to see it there. It's also going to be on the show notes on this podcast episode at becausefamily.org. So don't miss that. See the video. This is only part of this review, and the video is another part of it. So we want you they're best and enjoyed together. Probably not at the same time. I would probably go ahead and do them separately, one at a time. But it doesn't matter what order. Just do them both. Enjoy them. So if it sounds like I'm in a little bit of an echo chamber, I kind of am. I'm in a big room in our church, and they've been kind enough to let me work in here. So I'm doing that. But I'm excited to be doing a podcast and be talking to you folks about Noah's Bunny Problem. Now, I will get to my kids' review in just a minute. First, I'm going to kind of intro the game, tell you what it's all about, and let you kind of know, why we even wanted to review this game in the first place. Well, they asked us, first of all. We reviewed a game last year called the Bible ABC app for kids, and my son and daughter were a part of that as well, and the same company who made that has made Noah's Bunny Problem. And the Bible ABC app for kids was educational. It was all about learning how to write your letters and using Bible characters to as kind of the reward for writing a letter correctly. You hear about a Bible character. And so it was very cool combining the alphabet with the Bible. And we talked a little bit about it. It was very cool. Kind of built a relationship with Joel at Salvation Story, who puts out these apps, and so he asked us to do this next one as they're coming out with it as well. And so we were very excited to do it. He sent me a download link before the game was even available, so we were able to download it and play it on our Android tablet. It will be available for Android or iPhone or iPad, and it's a casual game where your goal is to, you are Noah, you play Noah in the game, and you want to keep the bunnies from falling off of the ark. You did roll call, you're trying to find all the animals, make sure everybody's there, but the bunnies are not there. So when you get to the deck of the ark, and not only did you find that the bunnies are there, but they've been multiplying and they're jumping off the side of the boat, and you need bunnies to survive for the future so that we have something other than Jesus to celebrate at Easter time, right? Somebody's got to bring us those eggs, so the bunnies have to survive. I'm kidding, of course. But But you do have to keep the bunnies from falling off the ark. But they kiss each other. And when the bunnies kiss, a little heart forms. And if you don't tap that heart 3 times, you get another bunny. Because that's what happens. We kiss and we multiply. Right? Am I right? Can I get an amen? And so you have to keep the bunnies from kissing. And then you have to also be dragging Noah back and forth, side to side on the ark to keep them from falling. So it's a casual game. It's a timed game. The score is the amount of time you survive. Basically, it's survival. How long you last before you lose 4 bunnies. So the 4 bunnies fall off into the water, into their little life preservers, and it's game over, and it measures your time on the app. It'll tell you like a high score list. And so my first instinct on this game and playing it was the artwork. The first thing I noticed was, again, just like Bible ABC app for kids, I was very impressed with how good the artwork looked. It was well drawn, well animated, really fun to watch and play. Noah has costumes that you can purchase in in-app purchases. The app in itself is free, but the in-app purchases are turning off ads, as well as you can buy costumes for Noah. And so Noah's costumes are really cool. They have everything from Santa to like a surfer dude to Noah, Super Noah versus the bunny bots. And it's really neat. It looks good, looks sharp. The artwork does. And I was very impressed with that, just like I was with Bible ABC app for kids. Gameplay on Noah's Bunny Problem was fun. If you like the casual game, now I'm just gonna say, as far as casual games go, I don't last long on those. Once I've kind of got the gist of them, I'm done. But it's because I'm a strategy gamer when I play games. I like to plan out long term, early game, mid game, end game, how I'm gonna do it. It's so a game that I just have us go as long, last as long as I can, and then I have to start over. That's not really my cup of tea, so to speak. But here's the deal. My children loved it. They really liked it, and they'll talk about it a little bit. You'll hear, I'm just going to show you the audio, some of the audio of their answers, their responses to playing the app. And then I'll get into a little more about it afterwards. But I want to go ahead right now and just kind of jump into what my kids thought about Noah's Bunny Problem. So, without any further ado, here they come. I'm Michael Pritz from Because Family, and I'm with Jason and Olivia.
Hi, I'm Jason, and I'm 7.
Barely. You're almost 8.
Yeah, I'm how many months?
No months. It's no like months? Days now.
Days?
Huh? It's like, well, it's actually 1 month. Today's the 9th of October, I think, or the 10th.
Great.
Well, my name's Olivia, and I'm 6.
That's right. And my name is Daddy, and I'm 32. What we did was we let the kids play the game some over a length of time over the last couple weeks, and I've played it quite a bit as well. And then they've kind of formed an opinion, so we're going to just talk about it see what they thought about the game. First question is for Olivia, and here's the question. Nia? Nia is what we call her. Did you have fun playing Noah's Bunny Problem? Noah's Bunny Problem.
Yeah, I did, because it's fast and I like fast.
You like how fast it was?
Yeah.
It is fast.
Yeah, and I like how it times you. I like time stuff too.
You do?
Yeah.
You like seeing, try to beat your last time and see if you could do it longer than you did the last time?
Yeah.
Jason, question for you. Did you have fun playing Noah's Bunny Problem? I keep wanting to say Noe.
It was awesome, yes.
You liked it?
Yeah,
that much?
Great.
What did you like about it? What made you like it so much?
I don't know why I like it that much.
Is it because it's not a school app? It's a game app? All right.
Hey, and while you're waiting to do something, you can play it.
Did you think it was hard for you to play?
No, not that hard.
Really?
Yeah, not that hard.
It's easy to learn. Is it hard to do really good on it? To go a long time?
A little.
What makes it hard?
It's a little hard because the bunnies move faster than Noah.
Yeah.
No, Noah moves faster than the bunnies.
Yeah.
They go like doing, and Noah moves. If you're fast enough,
Yeah, Noah only moves as fast as you can make him move, right? What about having to make the bunnies not kiss? How do you do that? We didn't explain that.
You push the Hulk 3 times, mm-hmm. and they'll love breaks.
The love breaks. That's a good, I like that. Push the heart 3 times and their love breaks. Yeah. Do you feel like you got kind of good at it?
Yeah, I'm better. I think I'm a little better than the first time I played it.
Does Noah say funny stuff while you're moving him?
Well, yeah.
What's he say? Can, like, you think of anything he says?
He says, gotcha!
Gotcha! When he gets a
bunny. Oi, my tushy!
Oi, my tushy!
Yeah. Oi, my tushy! Pirate thing.
Oi!
That's another thing we didn't talk about, is they have clothes available, right?
Yeah.
That you can dress Noah different. So the app is free. It's a free app you can download, and you can just play it and play it and play it. No big deal. There's ads. But what doesn't have ads?
There's only one.
Well, right now, that's just...
There's only one ad, because they only have 2 games.
Well,
Noah's Wonder Problem...
Right now, there's only one ad, but I think it's just because it's not a live game yet. We were just playing the pre-release version. Yeah. So when it's live, then the ads will go live. I could be wrong, but I assume that's what happened. Also, sit up. Also, as you... you can dress them up. So they've got like a Santa Claus costume, a cowboy costume,
a pirate.
Yeah. Did they have an astronaut, maybe? I can't remember exactly if they had that or not. I feel like they should if they didn't.
They have a superhero.
They do. They have a super Noah. So you can dress him up.
Pirate, Santa, Kahuna, Cowboy, and Super Noah versus the Bunny Box.
Overall, what, Olivia, do you think people should download and play Noah's Bunny Problem? And why?
Yes, because grown-ups should get it too.
Uh-huh.
And everybody should.
You think so?
In different states.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody.
No, yeah. You mean in different countries?
That too. What about you? Do you think...
Can they do that?
Yes, what's your answer to this question? Do you think people should download and play this game, Noah's Bunny Problem?
Of course they should.
They should?
And...
Why? You haven't thought of why yet. Is it because it's fun? It's awesome. So there you have it. The Prince kids, goofballs, talking about what they thought about the game. It's hard to get a straight answer out of them sometimes, but you do what you can do, right? So the video on YouTube is about 10 minutes long, and I recommend you check that out, because we do show some footage of the game there and that kind of stuff. You can also go through the link on our website to go buy the game, purchase it on iTunes or Android, or from their site. But it's a good game. It was fun. Here's some more, just a little bit more of what I thought of it, other than the basic initial reaction. I found it, the two dynamics of not only sliding Noah back and forth, but also having to tap the bunnies, made it more difficult quickly. And then if you let the multiplication of bunnies get away from you, you're done. Game over. It made it really tough. So that was kind of fun, because the urgency of that made it fun. It's obviously not really teaching anything scriptural about Noah. It's not that. But I always am for including Bible characters, even in something like this. Because if it piques the interest of your kids for anything. I mean, I can say this is... I love Lego Star Wars, because I'm really big into Star Wars. And it doesn't matter that it's Lego and it's silly and they take the Anakin versus Vader thing, not as Anakin into Vader thing as with jokes, and they play with that. And it doesn't bother me, because, man, my kids are into those characters and I love that. And it makes them want to know more about it and learn more and do more with it. And so in the same way, and even more importantly, obviously, that's how it is with Bible characters, I think. And so we let our kids get into a game with Noah as the main character. It's going to lead to conversation. It's going to lead to things about the ark. And it may lead to when kissing is, did little sister come because you and mommy kissed? And then you got to work that out. So beware of that. But it's never too early to have that conversation. I guess it can be too early, but have it like when they're first born, and then they don't even remember it, but you could say you had it. That's bad advice. I'm sorry I said that. That's not true. I don't believe that at all. But I do believe that playing these games with Bible characters in it are good. It keeps your kids thinking about, you know, if your kids know the story of Noah and know that Noah is all about, the story of Noah is all about the promises of God and how God, you know, protected his people and made promise that he would never flood the whole earth again. And Noah is all about obedience, even though he was a drinker and he did some dumb stuff. God used him because he would do what God said and look crazy, because, I mean, he was kind of crazy anyway, it sounds like. People thought that. And so these are lessons that our kids can learn. And when we're playing an app like Noah's Bunny Problem, and they're having fun keeping the bunnies from falling off the ark, putting Noah in a superhero suit or a Santa Claus suit, it's fun, it's goofy, it's silly, sure, but Noah is in their brain, and Noah is from the Bible, and the Bible is the Word of God, which when we act on it, it's the living Word of God. When we do what it says, it's the living Word of God, and so this is a good thing for our kids to be goofing off doing. If they're going to spend screen time doing something, this is something good for them to do. It's a free app, so go download Noah's Bunny Problem. Here's the deal, being honest, I'm not getting any money for telling you this. I just think it's a good app. And I think it's fun, and like I said, the artwork's good. There's music in it that's pretty good. It's kind of silly, kind of a play on like the Jewish, you know, little stuff. Noah says silly little Yiddish-type sayings and stuff, and so that's kind of fun and silly. There's a lot of silly stuff like that. So it's entertaining, it's fun, it's Bible stuff, and so your kids can be keeping their minds on the right thing. It's clean, you know. Yeah, there's reproduction in it, but it's silly. And it's clean. It's something you don't have to worry about your kids spending time on if they're playing on their phones. There's a lot of stuff out there that your kids can get a hold of that's dangerous, that's not good. Put this in front of them. Let them try to get their high score. Another thing that I think is great, when, as you know, it's very important to protect our kids online and protect their identity online. And so this game doesn't take a username that you create. Instead, it takes a randomized set of terms. And the first two terms are descriptive, and then the last word is like an animal. And so it can be like the healthy, loyal zebra or the fancy, overweight rhinoceros. I'm just saying those. I don't know if that's actually options, but you can randomize each one. You can randomize all of them or whatever to try to pick what your name's going to be. But everyone on the high score sheet gets their own unique name, but it's those names. You're not creating a username. They can't go in and put their name in there not knowing that it's not maybe safe to do that. So it protects their identity in that way, and that's a good, safe thing. So I recommend it for that reason. I also just think that as you play it with them, it can be a fun thing for you and your kids to do together, to say, hey, let's do high scores here. See if you can beat my high score, and let them try to beat your high score, and stuff to talk about, stuff to do together. But I hope you'll check the app out. I hope you'll download it. It is a free app, you're not losing a lot going in and trying it out. And buy some stuff, though, too, and support this ministry. They're trying to put out clean, quality, very quality, clean apps for kids and for people to enjoy and not having to worry about stuff that they don't want their kids coming across. So support them. Go download Noah's Bunny Problem and buy some of the stuff. At least pay to have ads turned off so that you can enjoy that. So again, thank you for listening to the podcast. You can check us out at becausefamily.org. We're on Facebook, Because Family. We're also on Twitter at Because Family. And our YouTube channel, we are filming daily vlogs now, 10 minutes every day. We're calling them 10 a days, and they're on our YouTube channel. You can get to our YouTube channel through our website at becausefamily.org or search Because Family on YouTube. But you want to see those videos, because we try to have a good time and have fun with those. 10 minutes a day, and life in an RV. It's crazy. So thanks again for listening. We hope to hear from you. Email us, kmichaelprince@gmail.com. You can email me, kmichaelprince@gmail.com, with any topic suggestions, things you want us to talk about on the podcast, or questions you may have about apps, especially device security, how to protect your kids online. really spending a lot of time on that these days. So check it out at becausefamily.org. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.